Over the past few years as a financial advisor and a CFP, I've developed 7 core financial principles that I think everyone should follow. These will help you build a strong financial foundation that's going to allow you to build wealth, the ability to live life how you want to. So, what are my 7 core financial principles? Let's get into it. Number 1, you can either control your finances or you can let them control you. You have the power to manage your money and make decisions that are going to benefit you. Or you can neglect your financial responsibilities and allow them to have a negative impact on your life. The choice is yours every single day. How do you want your life to turn out? Because you ultimately have control over that. Number 2, managing your cash flow is one of the most important pieces to financial success. Simply put, you need to spend less than you make. So to accomplish that, you need to either make more money or cut out expenses. And at a certain point, we're all capped on how much income we can make. So managing expenses becomes really important. And it becomes very easy to say, oh, when I make more money, I'll start saving. However, it rarely ends up being the case. Lifestyle creep happens, and as we earn more, we end up spending more. So create good habits at a young age that are going to carry you into those higher paying incomes. The third core financial principle that I want you to know is that your money has to work as hard as you do. In Monopoly, you can't win by just passing go and getting a paycheck. You have to invest that money in something that's going to give you a return. And the same goes for real life. You can't expect to build wealth if all you're doing is collecting a paycheck. You need to invest it because investing your money is the only way it's going to grow, the only way it's going to build up wealth that's going to take care of you and your family. So what can you invest in? You can invest in securities like stocks and bonds. You can invest in real estate, and you can invest in businesses. But whatever you do, your money needs to be working as hard as you do. Number 4, every single one of us needs an emergency fund. If the coronavirus pandemic has taught us anything, it's that we don't know what the future holds. Our incomes, our jobs are not always guaranteed, and unexpected expenses pop up out of nowhere. We need to make sure that we have cash set aside to handle whatever life throws our way. And that's enough cash to cover between 6 and 12 months of expenses so that if something happens, we can take care of it, and we're not going into debt. And quick note, this money needs to be kept in cash. It should not be invested at all. Another core financial belief that I think is really, really important is that your net worth is not your self-worth. Money itself will never make you feel happy or make you feel valuable in the long run. Sure, it can make you feel less stressed, it can take care of certain things and give you some security and comfort, but it's not really and truly going to fulfill you. We shouldn't tie our self-esteem to our financial status. Instead, we should be focusing on developing a positive self-image that's tied to our personal values, relationships, and self-growth. Again, your net worth is not yourself. Number 6, there must be a balance between the now and the later. If you focus too much on the now, you're not going to be able to have the future that you really want. And if you focus too much on the future, you won't have an opportunity to enjoy the present, to enjoy life today. Life is about finding balance between enjoying the now and also planning for the future. So find your balance and stick to it. And my last core financial belief may be the most important one. Time, by far, is our most valuable asset. Early on in life, we trade our time for money, and the goal is to have enough money that we can choose how to spend our time. Looking back on your life, are you going to remember all of the things that you bought, or are you going to remember the times that you spent with the people that you loved, the experiences that you had? Time is our most valuable asset, and it's one that we never get back. So there you have it, my 7 core financial beliefs that I think if you follow are going to help you secure your finances and help you build wealth. And that wealth is going to allow you to live life on your own terms. And who doesn't want that?
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC. Content in this material is for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.